Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, September 6th,
mm-hmm.
And we're here. I'm always excited when I see the listeners waiting for us to come on the air, you know? I know you're out there, folks, so thank you, and we know you're there,
mm-hmm.
And thank you again. Danny, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Did you get enough sleep last night?
I actually went to bed kind of late, but I feel fine this morning.
Oh.
I'm telling you, when I get too much sleep is when I feel like shit.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Huh.
I didn't fall asleep till like 12,
12, 15. I never seem to get enough, so.
Yeah. I mean, I love to sleep, don't get me wrong.
I know, me too. And I wonder, you know, it's like in the afternoon, I can't wait to go to bed. And then in the morning when I get up, I'm so fucking tired. And I'm like, why don't I just go to sleep earlier, right?
Right.
How come when I need to go to sleep, I'm not tired?
Right.
You know. So,
happens to the best of us.
I suppose so, you know. I mean, I'm just like too, you know, I mean, I'm just not tired like at 12 o'clock at night, you know.
Right.
That's just when my evening starts. So
that is when my evening is coming to a close.
Yeah.
Unless I'm out, of course. And that's when I'm like just hitting the club.
Yeah.
Which is like not, hasn't happened in a few, a little bit.
Not hitting the clubs these days, huh?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Good. It's better for you. Better for your health.
Right.
I can't imagine these things being good for you.
They're just like, it's just like so repetitive. It's the same people. And I was on the phone with my sister this morning and I was like, anytime I go on Instagram and I look at everybody's story, It's just like everybody's out every single night of the week. And I'm just like, how do they do it?
Yeah.
Just like physically, mentally, like how do you do it?
Yeah. Well, some people, you know, they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of time. So I would imagine they can do that. But it's interesting that in LA, you say it's always the same people because there's so many people in this town.
Yeah, but it's the same people in the club all the time.
Going to the same clubs, the same people.
Like I can almost predict down to a T. Like if I ever want to run into a guy I used to date, like I know exactly where to find you.
Really?
Yeah.
So they hang out there the same places.
Same places.
Right?
Like everybody's on the same routine.
Wow.
Like one guy I dated, I can pinpoint it. Friday, he'll be at Tao. Then Saturday would be Tao and then Avenue, and then Sunday would be Highlight Room and Liaison. Like if I really wanted to see you, I could literally go and find you.
Wow.
Because you do the same thing every weekend.
Now that for a guy, that's got to cost quite a lot of money to go out like that.
But they all go out in groups,
right?
So they split the bill, but still,
yeah,
adds
still,
up,
you know. And then they bring chicks to the group and stuff, right?
Right.
Have to buy them drinks, mm-hmm. and all that.
Well, it's usually bottles.
And how much does it cost to get in? Does it cost anything?
I've never paid to get into a club ever
in my
life.
So you don't know?
No, I have no clue. I don't know how it works for guys.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
I can't imagine guys going for free.
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so at all.
Because the guys go where the girls are, and if the girls get in for free, the girls will be there.
I honestly don't think guys really get into the club unless they have a table.
Really?
Like, guys will stand outside for, like, 2 hours before the bouncer is like, all right, fine.
Yeah,
but I'm sure they're paying on their way in.
Yeah.
But unless you have a table, I think you have to wait in line.
Yeah, what a humiliating thing to go and spend money and be humiliated. Fuck that shit.
Yeah,
I know.
It's just not... sucks to be a guy, but it also sucks to be a girl because we have to deal with everything else.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not about that. It's about the way they treat people in those lines,
mm-hmm.
you know? And they actually use you because they want the lines to look big outside so people will be attracted.
Yep.
But, you know, that when you're a guy, they just treat you like garbage, man.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But they want
so.
All your money.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's perplexing to me. But I don't understand why they would treat people like that they expect to spend a lot of money.
Right.
But I guess they don't really need them.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They got enough people.
Yeah, especially if they have like... if they have like one artist book there and then other artists come and like all these ballers or basketball players or singers or rappers, it's like they're spending like $10,000 minimum to sit.
God.
Stupid ass motherfucker.
Can you imagine?
No. I would never. If I had money, like the last thing I would do is go to the club. I'd go to a nice dinner,
right.
Get some drinks, and then I'd be good. But I'm also a girl. So for me to like go to a club and actually think about somebody handing me a bill for $10,000. I'd be like, right. Oh, what kind of, what is this?
But let's say it's probably mostly about showing off, you know, so they, yeah. they don't care. They yeah. spend their money.
Because most people, people have to have like a 1942 at their table to be cool.
Yeah.
It's like $900 for a bottle of 1942 in the club.
Really?
Yeah. A bottle of champagne is like $1,100. And it's like $60 in real life.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the justification?
And a bottle of champagne is literally like maybe four glasses.
Right.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So basically four girls.
The kind of money that people spend.
Mm-hmm. Some guys like to buy bottles of champagnes with the lights at the bottom so they can hold it in the club.
Yeah, so people can
and
see
and they just hold it all night long. They don't even drink it. They just hold it all night long.
Really? For attention?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, you just spent
$1,200
to hold a bottle of champagne. And then at the like the last 15 minutes, they'll try to give the champagne away.
Yeah.
So whatever, girls will come to their section because they saw the lit up Moet bottles and think that, oh my God, look at those ballers over there with their lit up champagne.
Yeah. So I kind of feel sorry for people that have to go through that shit, you know? I mean,
yep.
I don't want to see that when I go to a club, you know?
I don't mind seeing it. I think you guys are idiots. But I'll definitely be one of the chicks like with my like waiting for a glass of champagne.
Yeah, of course you.
Because if you paid for it, I'm drinking it.
Exactly. And who's gonna pay for it? You?
No, never.
No, that's not gonna work.
No, I can't even remember. I think the only time I pay for drinks is if I'm going to like dinner and I'm with my girls.
Right.
And then like everyone's paying for themselves.
Right. Right.
I don't think I've. So me and I went out with this girl on Saturday. And we were having this conversation and I was like talking about how like this guy had the one night stand with like took me on a full blown date, like paid for everything. And she was like, you didn't offer to pay. And I cocked my head at her so sideways and I said, excuse me. She goes, anytime I go out with a guy, I offer to pay. I go, never in my fucking life would I offer to pay.
Yeah.
Unless it's like my man and it's like, okay, I'm getting like if I'm actually dating someone, I have no problem with women going out and like getting your man a surprise takeout dinner or coming home with champagne or whatever. But if a man is asking you out, you're taking me out. You're paying for this.
Right.
I'm not fucking paying for it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I need to be more like you. I go, yeah, you fucking do.
Well, it depends how you look at things.
So
you know?
She was like, so when guys ask you out to eat, you pull out your wallet? She said, yeah. I go, he asked you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask him. I would get it if you asked
him
to eat.
Yeah, but you can offer because you enjoyed it just as much as he did, you know.
No, he offered to take you to eat.
Right, but you can offer just as out of politeness to maybe split it or something.
Absolutely,
you know?
The fuck not.
Okay.
Holy shit.
All right.
And I would never, if a guy ever looked at me like we're going Dutch, I'd be like, no, we're not. And I would get up, I would wait for my Uber outside, and then I would never speak to him again.
No, but I, like, look, if I was taking a woman out to dinner and she asked that, I would appreciate that she does, but I would still insist on paying, you know? It's just a question of how you look at
things. Yeah, and then if you offer that one time, that guy's like, yeah, sure.
Well, you know, if he does, then it's a shitty guy, you know? What can I tell you, you know?
That is never. I don't think that's ever happened to me ever.
Yeah,
I've had like an ex-boyfriend or two pull the I forgot my wallet trick.
Really?
Yeah, that's and that terrible. was mortifying. And I to this day will never ever like. I'm a loser. They like okay. So my ex-boyfriend Chris invited me to go to this like Japanese restaurant at like noon for lunch. And mind you, the prices at lunchtime are way better than the prices at dinner time. And I was like, it's my favorite restaurant. He knew it was. So I was like, absolutely. I'm not going to fucking say no to that.
Right.
So we go and like, he's like, order whatever you want. Like the typical, like order whatever you want. Of course, right. I'm like, I want this. I want that. I want this. Then of course we're drinking because it's like, it's a summer day and both of us don't have jobs. And then at the very end, he's like, oh, he's like patting his pants. He's like, I forgot my wallet. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Is that like after you ate?
After we ate. And after he told me to order whatever I want.
What the fuck bullshit is that, you know? I mean, what? You wait till after you eat to realize you don't have your wallet?
So I had to pay for everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should have just walked out telling me to fucking go do the dishes.
Yeah. I know. I was really, really, I thought that was like one guy I thought I was in love with. So it was a difference. It wasn't like a first date. If that was a first date, I would have walked out. But this is like somebody I've been seeing for a while. But that was like the second or third time he's done that.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Nobody ever forgets.
No, never, never. And it was definitely like in his car or something. I was like, you're such a joke.
I know, man. People are so fucking pathetic sometimes, you know?
It's like, we don't have to go to eat. Like, we can cook at the crib.
Right. I mean, what does he expect? Like, you're going to go out and then it'll be time to pay and then he'll just say, what if he didn't bring money or something?
I think he probably just knew that I was going to.
What an ass.
I know. Okay. Not the best relationship I've ever had, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think if it's a regular relationship and everything, I think it should be like helping out sometimes with each other's bills, you know, because it doesn't make sense for one person to pay all the time if both of them work.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, like I dated this guy, Max, the hockey player that I'm forever talking about. But he paid for everything. But there was like one time we went to like a bar or something and I was like, no, like I like put my foot down. And I was like, I'm paying for these rounds of drinks because he like literally. And it's not just like we were going to like mediocre restaurants. Like anytime we went out, it was like a hefty bill. So, I mean, there's definitely times if you like someone enough and you've been seeing them long enough, a woman can be like, no, I'm paying.
Yeah.
You know, just so he doesn't think you're like an absolute bum.
Right. I still can't believe people spend that kind of money on dinner, you know?
No, drinks is what kills
drinks,
you.
Drinks, an hour. Yeah. Yeah, even, you know, you sit there for an hour or two.
Yeah, it's like a $400 bill.
I know. What the fuck?
Because if you think about it, you round it up now, it's $16 for a drink without Red Bull. Right. If you're getting Red Bull, it's about 18.
Yeah.
So if you're getting four of those, that's already 20, 40, 60, 80. $80 for four drinks, which doesn't even really get either one of you a buzz on. So you got to get three. So you're getting three rounds each. So that's over $150 just on drinks. That's not including the food.
Wow, yeah.
So by the time the food comes, which is like $28 an entree, plus you guys got an app, you're looking at like a $350, $400 bill. Mm. That's without tip.
Yeah.
So there was one time he took me and my best friend out to eat with his best friend. And when I tell you the drinks were like flowing, like they did like maybe like I was staying sober because I was driving home, but they did maybe three rounds of shots and then four rounds of drinks and then a pitcher of tequila. The bill was over $1,000 and that's with no tip.
Wow.
I was like, oh, holy fuck. But that's when I was like, okay, if he's going to take care of me like that, I can definitely pay for drinks
right here
and there or pay for movie tickets or pay for, you know, if a man's going to step up to that degree, you can step up at some point too. But if you don't know somebody and it's the first time hanging out with them, you got to have some standards. Like, yeah. I'm not paying for you.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, I'm just thinking, wow, what a great business to be in to sell alcohol. You know, you make so much fucking money on this.
I don't know how that works.
Think about it. You buy a fucking bottle for $5-$10 and then you sell one drink for $15.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and you don't
a lot
even know what's watered down. Like the nightclub I used to work at,
yeah,
they would water down the liquor.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't legal. It's probably another reason why they fired me.
They fired you.
Yeah, I have a lawsuit out against them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Where do I even begin? It's so gnarly, but it like gives me anxiety to think about it or talk about it.
Okay.
That's like one of the main reasons I left Boston.
Yeah?
Because I was like working for this chain and there was like three of the biggest nightclubs in Boston. And it was like probably one of the toughest and hardest like jobs I've ever had in my life. And you would think working at a bar would be fun.
Right.
And like when you step up to the plate, like I'm not going to get into details about what the suit is about, but like when you step up to the plate and you're doing the right thing and you see all these wrong things happening, something I felt like something needed to be said. And as soon as I said something, it was like I put a target on my back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I didn't realize the industry was like that because I've been in the industry since I was 18.
Yeah.
And like it's never been like this bad.
Right.
But nightlife is like horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. You definitely have to have thick skin to work there. But you also can't. What I don't understand is like with everything going on in the world, there's so many girls that are willing to be sexually harassed at work because they're making so much money on the weekends that they feel like they have to like just deal with it.
Right.
Okay, do I say something and get fired while I'm making $3,000 a weekend, or do I get a 9-to-5 and then say something because they're going to fire me?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can make $3,000 a week?
Yeah, like in a weekend. So like there's
in a weekend.
In a weekend. Wow. Yeah.
Well, just being a bartender?
Mm-hmm. There was one girl that I know that was working at the same franchise I was working at. And in 1 year, she made $150,000.
Wow. No wonder my son can't find a job. Probably everybody's trying to get a job like that.
Yeah, but all these people are stealing.
Yeah?
Stealing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
So that's how they make
their money. Yeah. So like they'll have their friends, like they'll have their like drug dealer friends come to the club and they'll buy like 12 bottles of Moet and they're charging them like two.
Right.
For two. And then they're pocketing the rest. My old roommate used to bartend for them. She actually got fired for stealing. She got caught because she would take credit card slips and add a huge amount of tip.
Really?
Yeah. And jeez. Finally they caught on because people are calling like, I didn't tip this bitch $50.
Right.
Like it didn't happen.
People think they're going to get away with that mm-hmm. shit. That's the funny thing,
yeah.
you know?
Yep.
Eventually you get caught.
And then people are sleeping with other people because they think it's going to help their position in the bar. And if you don't sleep with the managers, it's like your shift gets cut, your schedule gets cut. Then you say something about it being cut when you know like one of the managers just got caught on camera and suspended for sleeping with one of the bartenders on shift.
Yeah.
And then you say something like, this isn't fair. I remember on a New Year's Eve, they put me on the shittiest bar to like punish me for being, because you know me, Sam, like if there's something up, I'm going to say something like, this is not okay. This is not right. Blah, 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 blah. Thinking I'm doing the right thing. So in return, what do I get? I get put on the slowest bar in the club on New Year's Eve, which is the busiest night. The club got busy at 8:45. I didn't ring my first drink till 11 because of the bar I was at. So I stood there while everyone else has been ringing for hours. I was the highest ringer in the club.
Really?
That's when you know.
Yeah.
Everybody just robbed you blind. Robbed you. Like, there's girls that probably left New Year's Eve with like $6,000-$7,000.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
They're not afraid, huh?
No. Especially if they're sleeping with someone, it's like their protection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll cover up for it, huh?
Yeah, so. Jeez. That was definitely like one of the darkest times of my life. I was very unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like a great work environment, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, shit, you know. I don't know. Plus working with people at night, all the drunks and shit.
See,
know?
I don't mind that because I will say security in the club usually did their job.
Right, but it's probably irritating to work with these people, you know?
Yeah.
That are like demanding and
mm-hmm.
and drunk and shit like that. Who knows what else they go through, you know? But yeah, I would never do that. But it makes sense, you know, that a lot of people would want to get those jobs because that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Even if you don't steal, you make a lot of money, right?
I mean, I was making, okay, so for instance, when you're on a bar with two bartenders,
right.
you have to pool tips. That was like the rule of the club. No right. one would pool tips with me because everybody knew I didn't steal. So like if I'm with this chick right here and she knows that her dudes are coming in and she's going to be making $1,000, but I'm really only going to be making $250.
Right.
She doesn't want to pool with me.
Right.
So she, at the end of the night, like she would count her money and be like, oh, I made like $300. I'm like, no, you didn't. So again, I said something about it too. I'm like, I know she didn't make $300 in tips, but there's no way of saying this is what this chick made.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, I would say for me, making $250 on a Friday night when I'm there for 3 hours is not bad.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But these chicks are making like $2,500.
Jeez.
So like when they only make like $800, it's a fucking terrible night right. for them.
Now, wouldn't you put like cameras and shit and watch these people put some kind of controls into this?
They said they had cameras, but I don't think they did.
No, maybe yeah. they didn't use them.
Yeah, or they didn't care. Right. But I feel like for this to be going on and for people like me to say something, the managers have definitely got to be getting a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way because one of the managers told me, you need to learn your place on the food chain.
Really?
He goes, if I don't tell you to speak, then shut the fuck up. Wow. I'm like, and I was like, who are you talking to? I literally looked at him and said, who are you talking to? Like, you're not about to talk to me like that. My dad don't talk to me like that. My father don't talk to me like that. And someone that I have to report to is definitely not going to be talking to me like that.
Yeah.
It was insanity. I've just never been treated so terrible in my life.
Yeah.
I'd post a picture on Instagram, like say with like, you know, like a sheer top or a sheer dress. With like my obviously my nipples showing.
Right.
And I'd come into work and be like, nice nipples. Like the manager saying that to me.
Really? That's inappropriate.
I'm like, that's not, you, I don't, if you think that, okay, that's cool. You obviously follow me on Instagram and make sure I'm posting the flyers and blah, 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 blah. But when I walk into work and the first thing you say to me is nice nipples, that's right. not okay to me.
No.
And then everybody else laughing like it's normal. Even bartenders. I'm like, this is not fucking normal.
Yeah, no. No.
So any ladies out there, if that's what you're going through,
yeah,
don't do it.
People get away with shit, man.
Everything. They get away with everything.
Yeah.
And then women, it's not, I hate to say this, it's not like women are basically saying it's okay. But when you don't stick up for yourself, you don't put your foot down, you're basically giving these men the ammo to continue doing what
they're
doing.
Right, right, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody's saying anything. And then everybody's too fucking scared. Like, okay, well, I'm making this much money on the weekend and I really don't want to be working at CVS for $15 an hour. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
Right.
And that, and men know that they can do that. When you work in the nightlife, men know that they basically control like your life.
Wow.
Because it's like they're making the schedule. They're making the shifts. They're deciding what bar you're at.
Right. And if you won't fuck them, they get pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the girl fucking him is going to get the table that's spending $50,000 versus you're going to get the table that might not show up tonight.
Right. Jeez.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you need to find some other line of work, you know?
Yeah. And as much as I'm like, I'd love to get back in the nightlife and I'd love to get a job because it's just easy money, I don't know if I could ever go through another situation like that ever again in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I cry. Every time I would drive home from work at 2:00 in the morning, I'd be crying hysterically.
Really? That's humiliating.
Humiliating. There was one night, he did like this new shot system where he got plastic cups for shots because people were giving out so much free shots to like their friends and stuff. And they weren't monitoring the liquor, and shots were $10 unless it was Patron. It was 15. Can you imagine spending $15 on a shot? Side note, that's crazy. So I simply asked a question. I said, hey, when we're keeping track of our shots, we obviously aren't counting the Patron shots, right? Like we got to do a separate count for those because they're a different price.
Right.
And in front of the whole club, the whole staff, he was screaming so loud at me as if my question was stupid, and his veins were popping out of his neck. He came behind the bar. He goes, what's so fucking difficult and complicated about what the fuck I told you at the beginning of the shift? And the girl at the bar, because as soon as he walked away, I started crying. And the girl next to me was like, I literally just asked him the same question. He was like, yeah, that's exactly what you do.
Really?
And I was like, okay. That was bad.
Wow. Yeah, you got to stay away from these toxic people, man. I mean,
I just don't understand how those people get jobs.
Well, yeah, because maybe they're good at what they do.
They're not good at what they do.
So
I mean, you have people stealing under your nose. You're inappropriate. You're getting drunk with the staff half the time.
Yeah.
Everything about this is just a mess. I seriously don't even know how any of those clubs are still open, how they even make a profit.
Yeah. Because everybody steals.
Everybody's stealing. People are letting, doormen are letting their friends in for free. Managers are bringing in their own bottles.
Really?
And like selling them on the floor.
Oh,
so the club's not even making a profit. The managers are.
Yeah.
It's just a clusterfuck of bullshit. And
the owners don't know this shit. Come on.
I don't know. I have no idea.
They probably don't care, man. They just figure this guy can run the business for me. What do I care?
Yeah. As long as they don't have to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also when people steal from you, obviously you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you're not.
People
are not trusting you, or they don't like you, or they don't respect you. People that respect you don't steal from you.
Period.
Right.
Period. Like, those clubs would make so much money if they updated their POS system.
Right.
And monitor. Like, they have the old school cash registers. Like, yeah, come on. Obviously, people are going to be robbing you blind.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Very interesting, man. Because I guess it's sort of chaotic at the bar when there's so many people. It's hard to keep track.
Right.
And if you know what you're doing, I guess you can steal like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty shitty, man.
Right.
I don't know how anybody can work with people like that, but I guess sometimes you don't have a choice, you know?
Yeah.
It's so hard to find a job, it seems.
No, but it's like there's so many women in Boston or any place in general where there's bars and clubs that if you know somebody is not working correctly at your place, fire them. Someone else will work there and they'll probably do the right thing.
Right. That's what you hope.
Exactly. Like one of my guy friends works at a really popular nightclub here in Los Angeles.
Right.
And anytime I get with him, he like brags about how much he steals.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like he's making like literally in a week, he works two nights a week, maybe three, if they give him three shifts, and he's making like $4,000 a weekend.
Jeez. We're in the wrong business, man.
Yeah.
Let's close down and fucking go.
And I go, you don't get nervous? He goes, you know, there was like, he literally said it just like this. He goes, there was one week where I was like nervous that they were going to catch me, so I didn't steal. And he was like, and it was almost as if I do a better job and they compliment me more and they give me more shifts if I'm stealing. And I go, that's the most ass backwards thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
But that's the mentality that all these people have. Yet you have someone like me that comes to work and does the right thing.
Yeah.
And I can't get a shift. I'm getting treated like shit. That's just insanity to me.
That's pretty shitty, man. Yeah. Well, people are fucked up, man. Mm-hmm. What can you do?
Yeah.
Check this out. A naked intruder broke into a teenager's bedroom here in California and was caught in surveillance video.
Like he was like a, was it a woman or a man?
No, a man. A man walks into a house. You can see him in the camera. He pulls up, goes into her bedroom while she's sleeping, pulls out his dick and masturbates. And then he startles her awake. Can you imagine that, man?
What did he run out the house after she woke up? Like, what? What's the end of that story? She's lucky he didn't rape her.
Yeah, I know, but he was a stalker apparently, or something. You know.
Oh my god.
So he was arrested later at his home. So I don't know how he. But they're saying this. Check this out. I don't understand this. The suspect looked directly into the camera and placed his finger over his lips as if signaling to be quiet.
He's obviously a mental case.
Right. I mean, who does that, right? Fuck, man. I'm telling you, men are so fucked up when it comes to sex sometimes.
It's really not that difficult. Like, just go to a bar.
Yeah. I mean, they're like terrified now, the daughters.
I mean, I would be.
Yeah.
I would want to move after that. And how do you, and why doesn't, why don't they have like a.
He was like naked.
I don't know, like alarm system. Like ADT. It's really not that much a month.
Yeah, but people, you know, it's inside the house, you know, so.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We have ADT, and if even a slight door opens, ba-ding, 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 goes crazy, especially if you set it for night mode, saying everyone's home, everyone's asleep.
Right. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how he got in. That's pretty lousy. I mean, but we're in California. It's just Southern California because, oh, Fontana. Because I'm trying to think, is this like a town where they keep their doors unlocked and shit, you know?
Right.
But I don't know where Fontana is. I've heard of it, but.
I've never heard of it.
Sounds like Fanta.
Yeah, I was just about to say it sounds like the soda.
Yeah. So, I was checking out some road trips in Oregon. I'm kind of thinking of taking a vacation there. And, but, you know, it's far to drive there from here. So I'll fly and then do the road trip there.
Wait, where?
In Oregon.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah, so flying to Portland. Far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. You know, I mean, they've got like waterfalls and rivers and they also have the coast like we do, you know, so there's a lot to see. And I'm really tempted to do that. But be prepared for a little break soon. I need a few good
days. We should
days.
Like organize it at the same time. So when you're gone, I can fly home.
Yeah.
Seriously. I need to see my family.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Huh?
Since January.
Wow.
February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. 8 fucking months. That's almost damn near a year.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. It's crazy how fast time is going.
Time is flying, right.
Because it doesn't seem like it's been that long since I've been home.
Right. Huh.
I just want to go home and see my dog, to be honest.
So you have to count the months in order to know how long it's been. You don't do the math?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, if you want to know how many months between January and now. So you went January, February,
yeah,
March.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Why don't you do like September is the 9th month.
No,
January is the 1st.
That's way too complicated.
9 minus 1. You get 8. Right?
Yeah, I guess, but I didn't really think of it like that.
You should.
Yeah.
Okay? People don't count with their hands. In fact, there's a lot of people that do.
I count with my hands all the time.
Yeah, many people do, but it's ridiculous.
All the time.
That's funny. But no, I was always strong in math, you know, but they made sure we were when I grew up.
Yeah.
But more people, I think, are learning less and less about math. I mean, didn't they say they're not teaching, like, kids the ordinary clock anymore? Only the digital
I have
ones?
No clue.
Yeah.
Who cares? Because
they can't read a clock with hands.
I can't read a clock with hands either.
Are you serious?
No.
No, come on. You're kidding me now.
No.
You're 30 years old. You don't know how to read a clock.
Nope. I need like a digital one, like the one you have on the wall. Yeah. I'm like, okay, it's 9:33. I mean 10:33.
Oh, wow.
Like if I get a watch, it's literally merely just to be looking to have a watch on my wrist. It's not because I know how to read it.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's obviously digital and it has the exact time on it.
Right, yeah.
But then like when it came to like...
With my watch, all the faces are traditional, you know?
Yeah.
I have like a...
Most guys have watches like that.
Yeah, but this one is different, you know? It's the digital one that I can change the faces on it and everything.
What do you mean?
Here, I can make it look different. Watch. I'm going to press this, go over here, and now it's... It's a Android watch, the Apple watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See how it looks different?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can change the faces of it.
Right.
And make it look any way I want. The reason I have it, though, well, first of all, I always have to have a watch.
Right.
But the reason I have this one is because it's really cool when someone calls or you get text and you can look and see who that is without pulling out your phone. So, you know, it's like... So it helps me be more polite rather than pull out the phone. I can just glance at the watch to see who's calling. And it's pretty cool. You know, all the other stuff I don't really use.
Yeah.
You know, but it's got like, you know, heart rate, heartbeat things and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
But at any rate, yeah. So, no, I like watches. And this digital thing is rather modern. I mean, the last 50 years or so, they made watches like this.
Yeah, I would say.
Before that, wasn't like that. God, I feel so old when I talk about 50 years ago. Fuck.
Yeah, I can't talk about 50 years ago because I've only been here for 30.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. For you, it's like ancient times.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like prehistoric.
Right.
Before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but shit was going on before you were born, you know.
That's for sure. So remember I told you about that Netflix movie, To All the Boys I Loved Before, that I told you I've watched 3 times already?
Yes.
So I decided on my YouTube channel that I was going to do like the same concept and write a letter to every guy I've ever loved. And I posted my first one last night.
Did you?
Yeah. So I added him on Instagram because I did like a 1 minute clip on my Instagram to tell people to like click the link in my bio and go watch the video. And he blocked me.
Really?
But then he unblocked me because he thought I was going to be talking shit in my video.
Yeah.
So I guess he then watched it and then unblocked me and then wrote me a message and was like, wow, I was like wicked scared that you were going to be talking shit in the video. I haven't seen him or talked to him in 13 years. I just
13 years.
13 years. It's a guy, my first love ever, the guy I lost my virginity to.
So how do you know how to get a hold of him?
I just literally typed his name into Instagram and it popped up. So I was like, oh, let me add him so he can see my video. Because I was like, oh, he'll think it's cute.
Right.
But he immediately blocked me because he probably saw I have a ton of followers and was like, oh my God, she's going to be talking shit about how we used to date in high school or whatever. And then he unblocked me and was like, wow, that was really sweet. You can keep my at in the video.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, chill out. Dude, I haven't seen you in 13 years. The last thing I'm going to do is talk shit about you because I don't even like.
Right. But it's strange you'd even write to him though, you know, or think about him when it was so long ago.
I think about him all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's one guy. I'm only writing letters on my YouTube to people that I still think about or care about. I don't know if I necessarily care about him because it's like it's been so long.
Right.
But he'll definitely be someone I'll never forget. I mean, I lost my virginity to you.
Yeah, you guys were teenagers.
Yeah,
you know?
Like my whole like middle school / high school experience was like revolved around like loving him.
Oh.
Even though I didn't know what love was back then. But you know when you're a kid.
Yeah.
He's like, I love him, Daddy. I swear.
I need him.
And you actually don't.
You kind of miss love like that, though, right? Like butterflies.
And like someone to get ready for like school for. Or like when you go to 8th grade dances and you're waiting for him to ask you to dance.
Yeah.
That's how our relationship started. He was like dating this chick and I used to see them holding hands and stuff at like the middle school football games. And I always, like when I tell you, I always wanted to be with him.
Yeah.
And I used to tell everyone I had a crush on him, but I was like a loser in middle school and high school. Like he was in the popular crowd. I was like in the not so popular crowd. And, there was an eighth grade dance. I remember he asked me to slow dance and I thought he was joking. And I like had to look around like, is he really asking me to dance?
Yeah.
And then after that, it was kind of like a wrap.
Yeah. You know, it's nice. I mean, I miss those romances when we were so young. And
yeah. And like going to the town carnival was like the first date. That was our first date because your parents would let you go out till 9:30. You got to be home by 9:45.
Yeah. Or being able to kiss, put your hand around her.
Yeah, it's like hold hands, meet at the lockers before class.
Yeah. I know. I miss that. Now it doesn't seem to happen anymore.
No, that's definitely not how love works. Like, yo, girl, you want to fuck tonight? That's as romantic as shit is getting these days.
Yeah. I don't know. But maybe people are still falling in love, you know? I'm sure they are.
No, there's definitely people falling in love. I mean, just because there's millions of bad relationships, there's still some good ones out there. Like, there's still people that are gracing each other's lives every day where they're like, oh, I just met my husband.
Yeah.
And hopefully, like, it works out and it's good for them. But then there's other people that are, like, stuck in really toxic and bad relationships. And there's just so much going on when it comes to quote-unquote love.
Yeah.
You just never know.
And the older you get, the more baggage you bring to the relationship, you know? Yeah.
Well, that depends. I think that depends on like how when your last relationship was, how it was, et cetera. Like, I feel like if you're married, then divorced and you have baggage. Like, there was some guy I met yesterday who I guess went into hiding for like 3 years after his divorce.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, can you imagine being in a relationship so bad that like, you have to like hide off the face of the planet?
From the person you used to share a bed with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The person you have children with, et cetera. It's like, that sucks.
Yeah. I know, man. I know. And divorce is a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody suffers. There's no winners in a divorce.
Yeah, I'm wondering when my parents are going to do that.
They probably will have to.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they're going to have to.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, when is that happening?
I feel bad for your mom for a broken heart.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope she... Okay, so I rewatched the movie P.S. I Love You. You've never seen it, though, right? Mm-hmm. It's with, like, Jared Butler and, like, a bunch of Irish actors.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I always say that wrong, yeah.
Okay.
I wept. It's like it's a really great movie, but it's like also one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. So, her mom was just, Hilary Swank was the main character and her mom was Kathy Bates.
Okay.
And Kathy Bates' husband left her and she's just been like, I wouldn't say miserable, but miserable throughout the movie. And then at the end of the movie, She was talking to her daughter. She's like, I can't remember the last time I like really laughed like with somebody. And at the end of the movie, she took her mom to Ireland because that's where her husband who died was from.
Right.
And her mom has never been. So when she got out of the car, like she saw somebody that she knew and had a one night stand with like after her husband died. And then his dad came around and then the dad was introduced to her mom. And it was just kind of like an instant click. And I'm like, my mom just needs something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she needs to like get out of her bubble of being in a heartbreak and being miserable that this guy left her. And just maybe like go somewhere. Like,
yeah, but it could take a while. You know, I mean, you're talking about a long relationship, you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping like after a year, because come November, it's going to be a year that my dad left.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, after a year, it's like, okay. I said, maybe we can all kind of get on the right path. And once I get a little bit of money, we can plan like a girl's family trip to like somewhere like Ireland or Barcelona or Italy. And like, maybe just maybe mom, you'll meet somebody.
Exactly.
Like get the fuck over dad. Please, get over him.
It's not going to be easy.
No. Well, I mean, 33 years with someone is a long, long time.
It's a long fucking time.
3 years with somebody is a long time. Yeah. Add an extra 30 to that?
I think after that long, you assume you're going to die together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's so devastating for her.
And she's older than him.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's hard to find someone at this age. Mm-hmm. It really is. Fuck me.
Same-sies. Like I've never like I was thinking about my relationships last night and I was thinking about who I was gonna write letters to and I know exactly who I'm writing them to, but like none of these guys that I'm writing a letter to I was in like a normal long healthy relationship. I feel like every relationship I've been in has been super fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you have something to do with it?
I think what I have to do with it is I radiate myself to people that I know are toxic for me.
Yeah,
I think that's what the problem is.
Toxic people too.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with how I love because eventually someone's going to appreciate how exactly I do, how I move and how I love, but like I feel like I gravitate towards people where the red flag is there at the very beginning, and I'm yeah. like, no, there's no red flag, yeah, none whatsoever,
no writing on the wall yeah. at all, it's just bricks.
Yeah.
That's funny, man. But you know what, it's also sad because you end up in relationships that are toxic to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Yeah. Like, I'm only writing a letter to Andrew was last night. Then I'm going to do Nick. And then I'm doing Tabor. And then I'm doing Chris. And then I'm doing...
So it's all going to be positive things, though?
All positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not going to
talk shit about
Yeah, I'm not going to... Because I feel like when you hold on to everything they did wrong to you, you're never going to be able to move past that. So yeah. these letters are, like, almost therapeutic. Like, I could have literally went ham. Yeah. On the guy I lost my virginity to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, he did some fucked up shit to me when we were in middle school.
Yeah, but you want to remember...
But, like, I don't want to remember you for that.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, literally, I wrote my letter. I was like, our first date was to the north end of our carnival. You took me on the Ferris wheel. I fucking hate Ferris wheels, but I did it for you. And that was, like, our first real kiss.
Yeah.
On the Ferris wheel. And the whole school was watching. And I was just, like, this dorky, nerdy... girl with the most popular kid in school. Like, I'll never forget that day. Like, literally my life.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I honestly say I still don't know how me and him were ever together. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. And for on and off for like my whole high school, but till he moved to California, I would say like he was in my life. Always, yeah. Even if like he got a girlfriend or I got a boyfriend, when either one of us was single, it's like we were always like, hey. And then he moved to California. I haven't seen him since I was 17.
Oh, so you think he's still here?
Oh, he's in California.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you can see him now. But
I don't think we will.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that times change, you know? You don't even know you'll get along with him.
Yeah, no.
The way you did back then.
No, we were super young. Like,
yeah.
I like, he was in my life from like 14 to 17.
Yeah.
So that's only 3 years.
Well, that's
a long time for when you're a kid.
To leave an impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like he did. He was like that cool guy that had like the long hair. He was super tall, played basketball, played guitars at parties and thought he could sing. And he really couldn't sing. But all the girls were like, oh, you know, he was one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's like every high school has an Andrew.
Yeah.
And I just happened to land him.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Look at you. Yeah, I remember a couple of relationships in high school, but I don't remember really that much about them. You know, I just remember if I liked a girl or if I didn't
right.
like her. Or something.
See, those relationships don't count. It's got to be something you remember.
Yeah.
Like something you'll remember the rest of your life.
Right. Well, I never had that long relationships back then, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say none of these relationships were long in length. I mean, did I know them for years? Yeah. Were we together the entire time? Fuck no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But.
I remember when I must have been, I don't know, what was it, sixth grade, seventh grade,
mm-hmm.
or something, maybe even before, and all the people I hung out with and everything decided to pair up, you know, fix everybody up with each other.
Right.
So everybody has a girlfriend and a boyfriend, mm-hmm. right? And I was left with whatever was left. So
that sucks.
I know.
It's like being picked last for the baseball team.
Right. You know, but it's not that she was bad or anything. But the thing is, maybe we're not the right ones for each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and then some couples, man, they stay together for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So, I was kind of like bitter about that one. I felt like I should have found someone who's really more. Like long term,
right?
You know, but what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So things were different then, that's for sure. All right, folks. Well, we're gonna wrap up. Tomorrow's this is almost the weekend, huh? It's been a short week because of the holiday earlier this week.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
it's
I'm
Thursday.
Good with that. Yeah, yeah. I'm good with that. I'll take Friday any day.
Me too.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us as always, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.